The malachim are so shivering when they know the greatness of Hashem. They come to say his name. They can't say his name. Kadosh. When a person shivers, he repeats the words again. Kadosh. Kadosh. Hashem. They can't say the word Hashem before saying the word three times. That's how much they are shivering and shaking before saying the name of Hashem. Because how could we say the name of Hashem? They think for themselves. But this is one pirush. But then there is another pirush. The Targum gave us explanation. You see in Ubal Etzion, they give you the translation of the Hebrew words Kadosh, 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 and Targum. What they say? Kabelin, Den, Min, Den, Ve'amrin. They get the permission, one from the other, everyone invites the other one. You start. And they say, Kaddish, what's written there? Kabelin, Den, Ve'amrin, Kaddish. Bishmei Meromada, God is holy in the highest part of heaven. You know, heaven, there is seven heavens. You know, there is here this world, and from here up to heaven, distance of 500 years. Then the thickness of heaven, another 500 years. Then from one heaven to another, there is seven heavens, another 500 years. And the thickness of the other heaven, another 500 years. And so on, there was this. God is holy in the highest heaven, and the top one, that's Ilyon, the very above us. Then, Kaddish, Al-Ara, Allah, God is Kadosh, is holy, in this earth, world that He created, where human beings are. Then, Kaddish, Al-Alam, He is holy forever. Now, you know why there is three Kadosh. One Kadosh talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu only in a place that there is no one. Then one Kadosh is in this world, and then one Kadosh forever. That's why there is Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh three times. Then this is what we say. And that's why when we say Nakdishach, we are going to sanctify your name in the same language, Keno Amsi Ahsot Sarfei Kodesh. Sarfei Kodesh are holy malachim. Hamshaleshim Lecha Kadosh, they say three times Kadosh. וכן כתוב, is that certain in the Nevi'im. Yeshaya said that the Malachim are saying Kadosh, 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 Yisroel Mechalatz Kodesh. Yeshaya saw when the Malachim was saying it. He saw in his prophecy. He saw Malachim every day praising the name of God and saying Kadosh, 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 Yisroel Mechalatz Kodesh. This is what we say בקראת זה על זה ממה. Then, after this, we come with דברי הקודש. After we say, לעומתם משבחים ואומרים other מלאכים answer back. They heard them saying that ברוך כבוד השם במקומו, blessed be the name of Hashem wherever he is. We cannot see him. Then דברי קודשך in the תהילים, it's written דברי קודשך in the words of כתובים, it's written ימלוך השם בעולם אלוקייך ציון דבדו, הקדוש ברוך הוא will rule the world forever. And this is the קדושה. Then we say, Atta Kadosh, Mukdoshim b'chol yom, the holy ones, they praise your name, the Malachim and the Jewish people. Then both are Kedoshim. Am Yisrael are called Kedoshim, the Malachim are called Kedoshim. When a person says, Mukdoshim b'chol yom, every day they praise your name, who should he think about? Kedoshim. Should think about the angels and should think about Am Yisrael. Baruch Atah Hashem HaKel HaKadosh, he is the only one called the holy one. The holy of holiest, nothing, yeah.
So we're calling ourselves Kedoshim then?
Am Yisrael, for Am Yisrael you can call. You can't come and say, I'm Yisrael Kedoshim.
The whole nation.
Compare Am Yisrael to other people, are Kedoshim. No one is like Am Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, called us, Ke'am Kadosh Atah LaHashem Elokecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called you Kadosh. No, don't worry about it. Okay. בך בחר השם להיות לו סגולה מכל עמים, ואתם תיהודים ממלכת כהנים וגוי קדוש. You are a king, the kingdom of priests, and you are a holy nation. The Rav said that. Don't worry about it. We are kedoshim. No other nation is kadosh. Because what makes us kedoshim? The Torah, the mitzvot. That is what we are kedoshim. Then this is the Atah Kadosh. Up to now, that the praise of God. First, that he was the one to protect Abraham. Then he has the power to be Mahayim Metim. Then he is the Holy One. No one else. Then comes what we need. Oh God, before you start asking for yourself, say, oh, I know the greatness of Hashem, and I'm coming with such reverence and fear and awesome feeling to ask from Hashem what I need. God, please, you're pleading with God, give me what I need. What do you start with your need? Business? No, sir. What do you start with?
Health.
No. The first thing now. You don't start with health.
Knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
With a brain. A good dot. That I mean, a person should have, the first thing that I'll have understanding. Oh God, you are with your kindness. You give the talent for a person to understand. And you teach a person understanding. Then, please God, give us that chokhmah, wisdom, bina, understand, da'at, knowledge, to acquire knowledge. Baruch ata Hashem, honen ad-da'at. You know what it means? Why they put this, the first one? Because if you don't have this, all what you have don't mean anything. And da'at hasarta makanita. If you are lacking da'at, knowing, understanding, everything don't mean anything. But if you have da'at, what you're missing? Nothing. The da'at is the most important. Can you imagine it today? God forbid, if a person doesn't have da'at, a person, hasb shalom, crazy. Well, it's better for him not to live in this world. He would never be punished for whatever he does, no rewards. And you say, why God created these people that are insane and so on? For what? These people. David the Melech asked this question from God. Oh God, why did you create this thing? God told him, you want to know the answer? I'll let you see that you will need it. Shema Yisrael. That you will need it. How? What did you do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with him? Came a time that he was in danger. The enemy wanted to kill him. He made himself crazy. And the people said, oh, this is only, he lost his mind and that. Let's leave him and go. And he saved his life by being, acting crazy. He said, sometimes this thing is good. But you know, another story they say, there is a pasuk in the Bible. Tzur yeladecha teshi. God created you forgetting things. And what did you do? You forget Hashem. And I told them another story about it. Not for me, Magid Medubna. The rabbi said it. He said, they tell a story of a man who owed a lot of money and didn't know how to pay it. The people came to him, collect their money. He said, please give me some time. He gave him time. Again, they gave him time again. Then they told him, this is the final thing. Otherwise, they put a lien on his house and that they are going to destroy him. Didn't know what to do. He was very sad. His friend told him, crying, sad. He said, what's the matter? He said, you know, I owe money. I don't know what to do. He said, okay, ask them for to give you some time. Don't you know when a person owes money? He asked for certain to extend. He said, I exhausted all the times that I needed. Now they can. So I'll give you an advice. When they come to you, somebody comes to collect his money, make yourself crazy, spits, and do all kind of things that they will say, everybody will have, oh, the poor guy, he lost his mind, and finish. They can't even tell you anything, they'll go. It's wonderful. Sure enough, a man came to collect his money, he made himself, he's spitting, he doesn't know what he's doing. The man said, oh, ya haram. Well, the man lost his mind from his troubles and that, left and went. And one after another, that's what he did. He acted crazy with all those people who came to collect their debts. Okay, they went. 6 months later, people already forgot about him, finished. The man is crazy. He needed money. He wants to establish himself again. He went to that friend. Learned advice, said, my dear friend, would you do me a favor? I thank you very much, but would you give me a loan? I want to establish myself again. He said, why no? You're a good friend of mine. He gave him. He said, I'll give you for 6 months. Okay. 6 months came up, he doesn't pay. He came to him to collect the money. That one started to make himself crazy. And I said, what? The man took a stick and he came. I gave you the advice, you do it with me. You pay, otherwise I'm going to fix you. And he said, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I created you forget things, to forget your troubles, to forget on, God forbid if a person doesn't forget, happens something tragic, if they will remember it all their life, they can live. Like the first minute that they lose someone, there it comes after a year or two. But now, Kadosh Baruch Hu made a year. Till a year, still people remember. After a year, they forget. Otherwise, they can't live. So what they do? They forget Hashem. So, I created you forget for your own benefit. But you forget me? This is what we're saying. I say again, for there is no doubt, there is nothing. A person really crazy, what's the use to it? Gemara said, three people, Heresh, Shote, Vekatan, Pegi'atan Ra'a. A person who is deaf and dumb, and a person who is crazy, and the underage, a young boy. If you hurt them, it's very bad for you. If they hurt you, nothing. They don't get punished, but if you hurt them, you get punished. But don't touch them, these people, don't hurt them. This is Haresh, Shote, Vekatan, Pegi'atan Ra'a. Because impossible to blame them. That's why they tell you, be very careful. Now there is also in Atahonen, we add some prayer over there sometimes. What is it? Atahonantanu. The Motzei Shabbat, we say Atahonantanu. We thank God for giving us the understanding to differentiate between Shabbat and Hol, between good things and bad things. They tell us exactly. What is it? Le'avdi ben Kodesh le'Hol. Ben Or le'Hoshech. We know the difference between light and dark. Ben Israel La'amim, between Israel and other people. Ben Yom HaShavi'i, the Sheikh Ma'an said, the 7 days and 6 days of work. And we're asking a prayer, just as you made us different from the rest of the people, and save us from all kind of troubles, from our enemy, and so on. And this is called Habdalah, the knowing the difference between one to another. And where they put it? In Atahonen. Why? Atahonen speaking about that, knowing, knowledge. You know to differentiate between one thing to another. That's why they put that at Atahonantanu in this Beracha. And they say in Havdalah, Gemara said, why they put it here? Because in En De'a, Havdalah Minayin. If there's no Da'at, how would you know to make the difference? But because you have a Da'at, you know the difference. And they say that one rabbi didn't like the Hazan that was in his community. The Hazan wasn't too good. He disliked him. And whenever the Hazan would come to pray, Magash Kanzim, such a Hazan, who will bark like, and he comes, if he doesn't have a chamayim, the rabbi doesn't want to come in. He prays in Adam and Yan. What did Hazan? To revenge, when the rabbi speaks, he walks out. Then the rabbi told him, you know, I'll tell you one thing. I can prove it to you that Hazan is called crazy. Then why, Rabbi? Why do you say that? He said, because the Hazan, he stands among Ashkenazim. Where the Hazan stand? There's a stand over there. And the stand near the stand, there is what? Shiviti Hashem, the Negditami. Always I'm thinking God is facing me. And it's certain, there is another person in the Bible. When you are facing God, in chokhma, in tibuna, in itzal, in neged Hashem. You are like a one that has no wisdom, no understanding. But who are you in comparison to God? And he doesn't have anything. He doesn't have no chokhma, no itzal, because he stands there before Shavit Hashem and neged Tamin. Then he tells them, also from the halacha, what's the law? The law says, if you are going to send somebody to hurt someone, to damage his property, who is going to be punished? The one who sends or the one who was sent?
It depends.
The one who was sent.
It depends.
What depends on what?
Did it.
Depends. No, it depends. If the guy sending a magnoon to...
Well, okay. If you send another person, he goes, puts a fire, he burns the house of someone. Why'd you do it? Oh, he told me. He told you? How about you? You can say, he told me. Kadosh Baruch Hu told you not to. You listen to him or to God? Your rabbi tells you something, and the student tells you something. Whom do you listen to, the rabbi or to the student? This is the same thing he said. God asked the woman, why do you make this avon of eating from the Eitz HaDaat? He said, the snake told me. The snake told you? But I told you differently. He said, Adam, what do you do? The woman told me. But I told you not to. That's what the apology is worse than the wrongdoing. This is why they say, you can't say that. If a person doing something, he has his understanding, you can't say he told me to do it. But, as he said, if a person is insane, a person doesn't have anything. He comes a man, smart, he gives him a torch, sends him, go there, put it there. Of course, who is going to be blamed? The one who sent him. This man, you can't blame him, he doesn't know what he's doing. So there is a halacha. If a person prays a prayer, and he makes a mistake in the prayer, we're talking about a person who knows how to pray. Not people who don't know, man. People who don't know how to pray, they make many mistakes. They don't mean anything. But a person who knows how to pray, and all of a sudden, the words doesn't come out, and it shows that they do not want to accept his prayer from heaven, don't let him pray good. But if a person prays good, fluent, without any mistake, shows that God accepted his prayer. The Gemara tells us a story about the rabbi, Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. He used to go to him, please, we have sick men and that, pray. He used to tell them after he prays, after the prayer, he tells them if the prayer is accepted or not. How did he know? They don't know. What, are you prophet? And used to become true exactly what told them. If the person will get well or not. He said, no, I'm not a prophet. When I pray, I see that the prayer goes fluent without any mistakes, I know that God accepted my prayer. If not, I know God doesn't want me to pray, doesn't want to accept the prayer. Then this is, but it's written, if Hazan makes a mistake, and Hazan and that, that's a sign for whom? Bad sign for the people. Because he prays on their behalf. But the rabbi said, why? Suppose we send him to pray, but we send him to pray. If he is a man with praying and everything, we are not to be blamed. He has to be blamed. That must be because he is insane. Because that's why we are to be blamed. This is what I see. The halacha said that. Then he told them also, there is a custom among Ashkenazim. They say Kiddush every Friday night in the shul. Friday night, they say Kiddush on the shul. For the people that come strangers, they don't have a home to say Kiddush, at least they make Kiddush for them. And they do it, Ashkenazim. Who does the Kiddush? The Hazan. But when it comes to Habdalah, Saturday night, they don't let the Hazan make the Habdalah. They give it to the rabbi. Yeah, he said, the rabbi, I was wondering, why the Kiddush, they give it to the Hazan, the Habdalah, they don't give it to the Hazan. Why? He said, very simple. From this custom, you know the reason why. Because it's written in the Gemara. If there is no da'at, there is no Havdalah. And how can we give him to say Havdalah when he has no da'at? He has no brain. the rabbi was a very smart. This is the meaning of a tahon and tan. That's why this is the most important beracha. They put it first in the middle, berachot of the Amidah. Now we went today with one beracha. Okay. Now I told you there's so much more to talk. Now last week we spoke about beracha Magen Avraham, and we spoke about beracha of Atahoneh. Of course, in short, I said also about Tehiyat HaMetim and Atah Kadosh. And Be'ezrat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us, will continue. We will not be able to finish this season, the whole Amidah. You ask this for the Amidah, we'll give you part by part. Okay. נצח הקדוש ברוך הוא לכל דעשי לפיכך, בואו נתוח זו שנאמרת, אנחנו נצפה ירדים תורה, וידיר יתגדל.